This is Cora. I wanted to talk about desire. Last week, Ion said that the soul is becoming obsolete and the cloud now does what the soul does, only better, or something like that. Anyway, he talked about the cloud knows what our desires really are. And my question was, can you give us any pointers on accessing what our true desires are? I've heard you say before, we love what we know, but we don't know what we love.
It goes back to the definition or want or longing. See, you've got it more into this lust or yearning, okay? Or sometimes it's easier to find out what the word is not, or an antonym like aversion, disgust, dislike, disdain, hate, hatred, repulsion. If you pull it from that side, all of a sudden it changes what you think about desire might be. Maybe even a covetousness.
Hold on. Ion, did you say that the antonym of hate is repulsion?
No, the antonym of desire is aversion, disgust, dislike, disdain, hate, hatred, and repulsion.
So hate and repulsion is synonymous or synonym.
It's the opposite of desire, is that what you're saying?
The antonym of desire, yes.
What is repulsion?
Aversion, disgust, dislike, distaste, hate, hatred, and repulsion are all antonyms of the word noun, desire. What's interesting is it's sometimes defined as want or longing as a definition, desire. From her asking, it's more from lasciviousness.
So more about that so that I know more what you're referring to.
Lechery, liking, lust, mania, motive, need, passion, proclivity.
Passion.
Propensity, rapture, ravenousness, relish, solicity, thirst, urge, veracity, will, wish, yearning.
Can you describe how that differs from bliss?
That's sort of the point. Your desire all goes into those extremes. It doesn't have to be the extreme. That's right. All those pleasure pain centers that are just that one slap away from too much that's pleasure, that's exactly. That's why you would like to see that as bliss. Very good. Perfect.
Isn't there only pleasure? Isn't all pain is a lack of pleasure?
No. A lack of pleasure, because sometimes pain is pleasure. It's the input. You humans, input. You must have stimulus, or you have impetus for stimulus. Otherwise, eczemas becomes the dominus, aeneas, directus.
Jermaine, what do you make of all this?
Well, I always listen. It's like school for me. I love learning
everything. It's another brick in the wall.
This is Cora, and I'm back. I got cut off somehow right in the middle of Ion's answer. The last thing I heard was I asked what the difference was from all those things Ion said from bliss.
And we cackled. You don't have to get our rich.
So, Cora, you would go on Ed's Ion and Bob Blogspot Part 6, about 7:02 maybe?
Okay.
I mean, two minutes into part six, because it's seven, is it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Yeah, part six, if you want to hear it clearly.
Okay.
Now, hear this. Bob is now directing her into her future to hear her past that she dismissed, that she engaged. Bob is just sending her to her future in the future place of where that data is going to be stored from her past that will be her future that just happened that she missed. Bringing her back to where she was that she didn't know she could be from there.
Okay, I'll re-listen to that many times.
Bob knew exactly where to go to then, for then, now, that was, that you missed, that it still occurred.
Okay, this is a retrieval.
But see, it's not really retrieval because you didn't get it the first time. How is it that you repeat before you've peaked?
Okay, well, I really do want to get it.
Well, you're getting it right now. And yet, there's still the experience that goes on for now that's been for now. And yet, bibbly, bibbly, sniggly, diggly, biggly, shiggly, blah, Bob knew exactly where to take you to then for now.
Isn't that great, Michelle? You're hearing a pretty good performance from Ion.
How eerily invasive that is.
Isn't this better than... What was the name of the Polish theater who did that kind of theater you studied, Gurdjieff influence?
You're thinking of Jerzy Grotowski.
He was a Plantagenet.
That's a British crowd. A British intelligence. So this is better than Grotowski, or at least it's good.
Those damn stewards, you knew they were going to take over.
We're talking British royalty, Michelle.
Yeah.
You don't have to give
Michelle went over there. Michelle went into their buildings and studied in their areas, and he rejected them.
Can you imagine? We would actually bring that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he actually knew, Michelle, what that your past. That's what he was doing there.
How astounding,
Michelle.
Yep. Support the Politburo when you want to.
You get that, Monica? The Politburo, right here, every Saturday night. Welcome back to the Soviet Union, Monica.
Back in the USSR.
The girls really knocked me out.
And I don't think I've never left. I had that illusion for a minute only.
Well, yeah, for the chemical body, it is a global concentration camp. McCone didn't take it that far. He said cities were concentration camps, but he didn't say the global theater was a concentration camp. I'm sure he knew it.
Rachmaninoff did, though.
Rachmaninoff, okay. That's why Roxy likes his music.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Did Brian wake up?
The real about the concentration camp, when you live inside the spiritual concentration camp.
FEMA cramp.
No, that's an actual physical concentration camp. I'm talking when you live inside a concentration camp like communism.
It's a FEMA cramp. You are talking the spiritual. FEMA cramp is a way of life, darling. You're coming. Don't worry. You wouldn't know this because you're busy being in the hole. We understand.
You talk about hole as if it is really kind of a lonely place. No, it's very busy. There's a lot of things going on in the hole, actually.
Is that what you think? You didn't notice. There's nothing there.
There is, but only special people can see it and experience it. So.
Yeah, yes. Special people. Yeah, special education.
That's still just a bias. And it's okay. There you go. There you go. It's back to the Politburo one more time. Very good.
Just let me stay in my hall, jeez. Some people like it.
Please be still. But no, it's not a problem. We don't defer that it's inappropriate. We are just saying that there are grander schemes within the realm of possibility that are precluded outside the condition you call the whole. That's all.
So in plain English, spread your wings, right? take the deadlock off your whole door.
It works great for caterpillars, but it sucks for mom.
Did you say mom? Sucks for mom? Oh, okay.
Mom.
Did you just say my mother's name? Did you just say my aunt's name? I can't believe that.
it's non-physical. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He knows where the money's hid, y'all.
Where is the money hid, Ion?
We know.
Well, tell me.
We didn't say.
Oh, come on. You can tell us. We'll keep it a secret.
We didn't say.
Come on. You can make something up.
What kind of money do you like?
Cashy money.
I thought you didn't like the money that came in rubber bands.
No, Bitcoin. No, that's Yo Gotti's version. Money don't come in rubber bands, Ion won't. Yeah.
Right, if it doesn't come in rubber bands, Ion want it.
Want it, that's right.
So what kind do you want?
That's the one that Ion wants.
Oh, you do want that cashy cash.
Cashy money, yeah, cashy money.
Okay, good.
No checking money. Checking money is no good.
No digi dollars?
No digi dollars. Now, Bitcoin is great if they're made out of platinum. We adore them.
You know, platinum's close to gold now. The price is like 40 bucks a part or something like that.
Tiptoe.
Is it going to reverse again?
It can. It depends. If Joyce ever turns loose that last little bit she was trying to convert, maybe we have to bump it one more time. We only got it to where she could make $300 boot per coin, so we may have to move heaven and earth once again for Rejoice.
Yeah, I wonder if Rejoice is going to ever listen to the archives and hear this. Just a minute, Ian. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. I had to kiss this guy here. The guy just walked in from another world. He's sitting here by my desk. He's trying to use my computer to phone home.
Yeah.
So I'll distract him by kissing him. And I would tell my daughter to eat the greens there. And, you know, you're not going to be able to say anything until you eat your vegetables there, daughter.
And you know what she said? Kiss me, slobber lips, I'm thirsty.
Dr. Dean's daughter's in the house. Family reunion right here on a Saturday night.
Yeah, all sitting around watching the Victrola. Now, do you see what's happening? You're on the radio, watching the radio. This is the example. This is where it began, with the Grand Ole Opry, Saturday night. Ryman Auditorium, picture it. Sicily, 1929.
Sicily? Did you say Sicily, or is there a Sicily in Georgia?
No. The Grand Ole Opry isn't in Georgia, Bob. It's in Tennessee. Nashville.
My daughter's from Sicily.
Imagine that.
To that. So he didn't say Sicily, Carol?
Tennessee. Yes, we did.
Oh, I say Sicily. Tennessee, right. Summer of 82.
No,
okay, go.
Sicily. We did say Sicily. Picture it. Sicily, 1929.
Okay, yeah, we're doing that. Vatican's just made a deal with somebody, made themselves a country, 1929.
Don't be talking smack again. You'll find out you got the codex.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that, Monica, that I have the codex.
Okay, you go talking smack again. You just tell everything. You just tell everything.
Well, you told everybody everything last week, you know, and then I tried to do a little bit.
Are you using it, Bob? Are you using the codex?
Damn right. I wouldn't be here tonight if I wasn't using it.
Can you read it? Is it?
I'm editing it for a Bantam paperback.
Oh, you get it. Okay, you're getting it edited from in Latin.
Getting it edited. He's editing it. He's not getting it edited. He's doing the editing.
Yeah, I'm doing the editing.
With a little help from his friend.
But you were addressing Sicily in radio, 1929. Could you carry on that scenario? We rudely interrupted you, Ion.
Nope. It's hot. Like all good food.
It went. The inspiration gone.
Golden Girls.
No, it's the respiration. Estelle Getty. Very good. Very good. It's steady. Mm-hmm. Estelle Getty.
What's that, Barbara?
From the Golden Girls. It was a TV show, and she would always go back into the past, and she'd go back in, like, 1929 Sicily. Picture it. And then she'd give
it
a story.
She would say those words? So
yes.
I was quoting the Golden Girls.
So, yeah,
okay.
So if he's not quoting song lyrics, he's quoting some TV series.
That's right. It's all I know is TV lyrics.
Well, that's the ecology.
Ecology I never talk about.
It's Betty White and Hot in Cleveland. Hot in Cleveland. It's another.
I left my Walt El Segundo. He quotes movies a lot, Michelle. I mean, it's nothing but, you know, popular. He's like a little kid quoting all the popular cliches from all the different scenes. The Golden Girls theme song? You're requesting that?
Yep.
Bill won't download it. It's in his inbox.
Does the cloud know your desires even if you don't?
Repeat it again, plain.
Does the cloud know your desires when you don't?
Yes.
And is there a way to access that information?
Yes.
Can you tell us the way to access that information?
That's different. Because if we told you, we'd have already told you you didn't get it.
Is there something I'm not considering when...
Well, no, that's ridiculous. Just hold on. If you hadn't considered it, you wouldn't believe us if we told you.
That's our old way of asking questions. It's
Bob, what's the new way?
Use that method. Yeah, what is the new way?
Bob, what's
go
new
back
way?
And use the 6 degrees. Go back. He won't notice it. Use the 6 degrees. I use them all the time.
Engage.
Just use the 6 degrees. You won't notice.
Engage. Yeah, engage. Engage.
Okay, can you tell me how to access?
No, wait. Slow down. You're asking because you don't know, or you're asking because you want to know?
Asking because I don't know.
What's the difference?
Well, one is you know and you just want to validate. And two is you actually get somewhere.
Yeah, I want to get somewhere.
Well, hang on a second. That doesn't make sense to me. If you know, you want to validate.
Well, if you want it, you can't have it. You're not going to have it. You're going to keep wanting.
Required.
That's the answer. I just gave the answer. It's like the crowd and the crowd.
Can you say the answer again?
That was the answer.
That was the answer.
Ta-da.
Yeah, what was the question?
What was the answer?
What he said.
Question.
So this is called engagement. Yes, you
I
are
mean,
here, daughter.
Somebody repeat
daughter, you are
the answer,
listening to a live show, daughter.
If you go to the sixth section, and number two, the fourth hour after the ninth minute, that's where it'll be in the archive from the future. When you look in for now, then you'll have forgotten what the damn question was. But if you knew what the question was that was the answer, then you'd be able to hold in that was the answer when it was there. Yes.
I want to know what my desire is.
Then question it.
What is my desire?
No, question your desire.
Start off saying what it is for you.
Yeah. What do you think desire is?
Something that will make me happy.
But that's not a desire. That's an outcome.
Something I'm wanting. But I don't want to say wanting because
that's something you don't have. That's something you don't have.
Right.
And it's not you don't have this. So to have desire is a want. So if you want it, then you desire it, and if you desire it, then you want it. So when you get it, you don't desire it any longer? Seems kind of self-deprecating, doesn't it?
Okay.
What? Well, no. We're not yelling at you. We're saying, don't close up on us. We're trying to get you somewhere. We're trying to loosen you up. You tighten us, squeezing us out. Relax. Tranquilo. So, desire, the essence of desire, is a qualification of a new place you want to feel for the thought that you would feel better in the feeling place that is absent from your experience presently.
Yes, I agree.
Then, you're saying you want to know the desire that is your desire. But see, to ask that question means that you want to experience something that you don't choose to experience. Because if you did, you'd have it already and you wouldn't want it. So you're looking for that quest, that long quest, that thing that you had that you didn't have, that you wanted, that you forfeited, because the desire apparently wasn't strong enough to have it, to keep it, to move it, to have it back again. You're so powerful you could separate from it to find it back, and now you desire it because you couldn't have it then that you want now that you didn't know you want then. You'd give anything for it now, but you sort of blew it away then.
Correct.
Slipping in and out, over, under. Everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Objects of the elusive preposition.
Grammarian talk here, as well as demonstration of rhetoric. No dialectics yet.
That L. Ron
Hubbard. Dianetics. That's right. Very nice.
So where do I go from here, then?
Anywhere you want to go, honey.
What did Ryan just rant on, Carol? And I have to wait for my notes. He just did a rant on something.
What wanting desire is, how you get it when you got it that you get. Oh, wait. We have to go to the archives in hour six, number four, number 66, 99, and 44, 100, and then you'll be right there. Let's talk about fractions. Does anybody know what fractions are?
A portion of a whole number.
Which portion?
Nice.
it depends on how you're dividing the whole by.
Then we are asking that. Does anyone know what fractions are?
The alphabet on the holistic acoustic sphere before writing.
But there was never a time before writing. That's what invented time.
That's if you believe we're eternal. Yeah, you're applying the principle we're eternal. Well, some of us don't agree with that.
That's what Derrida says, right? Writing comes before.
Awesome there. Hey, Michelle, yahoo! No one ever would have ever said that except for Michelle. He's the only one who knows that shit.
You know it.
But I never would have said it. Michelle, you made the notes, Michelle. Michelle quotes Derrida at 7:31. Very good.
It's a division, a bite, a fragment, a piece, a section, a share, a slice, a portion, a half, a chunk.
Desire
what
for higher would hire a shire.
Yeah, but nobody's addressing Derrida.
We are. Desire for higher.
What am I, chopped liver? Am I chopped liver, Ion?
Wait, Bob, let him talk.
He's just going on bullshit. We want to get the new stuff with Derrida. So Ion agrees with Derrida, writing came before sound. Do you agree with that, acoustic space? You agree with that,
Ion? Joyce did. James Joyce did. That
yeah.
was the quote.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
thank
very
you, Barbara,
good.
For giving me
I know everything in the goddamn universe. Didn't you know that?
Well, I had to let my fellow colleague, mediacologist Michelle, have something to say, so I left a little gap
desire
there.
Desire for hire would hire a shire.
So would that be like a whore?
Ion, so some people don't have desires?
Watch your breathing, somebody. You got your phone.
You don't exhale. Don't. You exhale.
Don't exhale. No exhaling here.
Is there inhaling?
Yes. Yep.
I thought there was only exhaling.
No, there's only inhaling. I ain't got it backwards. I am wanted. I am wanted.
I am, I must confess, suspicious of those who denounce others for having too much sex. At what point does healthy amount become too much? There are, of course, those who suffer because their desire for sex has become compulsive. In their case, the drive, loneliness, guilt is at fault, not the activity as such. When morality is discussed, I invariably discover halfway into the conversation that what is meant are not the great ethical questions, but rather the dreary business of sexual habit, which to my mind is the anesthetic rather than the ethical issue.
I'm either quoting my daughter, Madeline, or Sappho. You guys don't know Sappho, S-A-P-P-H-O.
No, it was actually Edmund White.
The ex-Freudian, right?
Ew. That's our boy.
So is that a connection to the definition of desire of wanting to have sex with someone?
Mediacology.
Appetite.
Seems
media
to be the
distinctions
thing.
Of appetite.
Go get Sheila. Let's play.
Yeah, I am citing everybody who's absent. It's a reverse kind of roll call.
You want to play with me, Ion?
Sure.
Madeline's so paranoid. When did you start getting in this mood, Madeline? About 3-4 months ago, you don't even trust your doorknob.
We got
Ion,
you.
Good. Thank you. Holy crap.
Uh-huh.
Don't start crying yet, Madeline. Give
we got
yourself
this?
A couple
well,
times.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We've got a clinic for you, honey.
Okay. Please suggest something for me to shift the angry space I've been in.
What did I do to get you angry, Madeline? Something I did, right? What did I do, Madeline?
No. Don't shift it. You're trying to quench desire. Isn't that a desire?
I'm trying to quench desire?
Isn't that a desire?
okay, if I don't get happy, I'm going to get fucking Ebola. I don't want to be angry. So
you know, you got the drops. Madeline, you don't have to do nothing. You got the drops. You're safe.
The point
can we stay
is,
angry?
Jermaine's laughing at you, Madeline. You know how this little girl down in Costa Rica laughing at Madeline? That's how fucked up you've gotten.
Describe the essence of your angry.
It's pervasive. Nothing is the way I would like it.
Then change
it. Well, I drove by Oakland the other day, Madeline, and I said, Jesus Christ, that's where Madeline lives? I wonder if she's pissed off. Yeah, get the fuck out of Oakland.
Now, Bob spent more on a taxi cab ride than he did a first class seat flying back to the island.
That's right.
So describe angry.
So, dissatisfaction, frustration, the negative feeling mood. That's probably not a good description. It feels tense. I'm irritated.
You're low on magnesium.
I quote Carolyn.
I'm so close to just giving up on this. Because I take lots. I take way more than the recommended dose of magnesium.
The way your body processes is a little bit different. You just use a lot more, okay? So the point is these other outcomes that you're describing are not angry. You never said what makes you angry. You told me if your life sucks and why.
Oh, I thought you said describe anger.
No, we said describe angry. The things that make you angry, we were trying to fix those things. And you went through all this stuff about what was wrong. And we don't give a fuck what's wrong. We want to make it the part that makes you feel that way.
Oh,
well, we did that on purpose because you're all ready to give up. So 9mm work good, honey. All right with us.
I don't really want to give up.
Well, then don't.
That's why I'm putting myself through this right now. I know I sound ridiculous, and I'm doing it anyway.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't threaten us.
You don't sound ridiculous. You're making good radio here. Good radio show.
It is good radio, but don't threaten us with a good time. We love it. It's all right, honey. Bob will stay with you till you buy or die, don't you worry.
That's right. Buy that magnesium or die.
The magic now becomes. Describe for us what you think angry is, or describe the things that make you angry. Let's go with those things, and we'll clean this up if you want to.
Okay,
it's really personal, so let's do it here live on the radio in the archives. So
it is.
When it is.
Yeah, I'm going to feel it.
So we've teared up on the weekends, honey, so you're in luck.
Okay, so the things that make me angry is like people getting in my way, people cutting me off in traffic.
How long have you felt superior that you have the right of way?
Forever.
Okay, and that's not a bad feeling, though. But do you think that sense of urgency regarding your calibered position of advancement oversteps other people?
No, I don't. Logically, but yet I do.
But see, in your place of power, you can have that right of way. In your proper place of power, you would have it. You wouldn't desire it or be mad because you don't have it. What you're doing is you know what ascended is now, and you're not there, and it's very angering. So now we're getting somewhere. You've embraced it, but it's not working. You got it, but it's not quite enough. You're God, but not quite, or you're not sure, or maybe God, we'll have to ask, God knows. Well, we'll have to check with God, and how could God let me down when I'm the God that is?
Exactly.
These people are stepping over me, and this is not what I had in mind. I thought it was all easy, and why is Brian Hamlet a goddamn lampstand? And still can't figure it out. He said more than everybody in the world. He's an Adonis, this beautiful body, and this tied and loosed in this meat sack that's going to go prolificate the whole wide world in a pontificated position of greatness. But still, you want to come into the place to be that power dweller. Power dweller in the form of
Indeed.
Media calling allows you to find out your desires. When you really, you can have every one of those ridiculous, inappropriate humans smoked. Brian doesn't have any problem. He stays on the road with other people. He doesn't have any problem with it. And they don't get under his wheels, because if they did, he'd run over their ass. But he doesn't do that, okay? And he's not bothered by that. Do you see? But then again, he doesn't have that in question. So the essence of your angry has to do with your becoming, your state of becoming.
She's resisting authority, Ion.
Now we know. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
You're resisting authority, Madeline. Right there.
My own authority? Which authority?
No, others.
The one that allows things to step in front of you. We don't know who's in place.
It could be the that secret society near you guys in San Francisco. What are they called? The lodges? They have their summer meetings.
Oh, shit.
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, the Bohemian Grove.
Taylor.
Who said Bohemian
all
Grove?
Right.
That was Michelle? Oh, he got that from Monica. Monica knows all that stuff. He got that from Monica. That's what their dinner conversation was about two nights ago.
But they should have been in going through is the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ion, it sounds like just telling me to not care.
We most certainly are not. But we are not telling you to not care. We're saying either care or you get halfway into it and then you give up. We're saying stop giving up. Fuck them. If that's what you feel, fuck them. Go ahead with it. But don't feel bad because you wanted to fuck them and didn't. Honey, if you don't nut, it's your own problem. If
that problem.
Like
that started. That was about 8 months ago, man.
You
that
can't one. Please and delight yourself. What makes you think someone else is going to? You got to get happy with you. And then all of a sudden, the care for life will go, thank you, damn. That's what's happening.
Oh, we've heard that. Can you say that in a different way? She's heard that 1,000 times.
Well, she needs to apply that first.
I'm not sure how to apply it, I guess.
Yeah, how to do it.
Go ahead.
I'm really confused.
We know. And this is where we normally get it. Almost to that edge, so we make this what you call a break.
That's because you let them run all over the place, Madeline. Keep them on point. Don't let them run all over the place.
You ain't got any lamp stands?
Fuck yeah.
We're talking about how to apply pleasing and delighting myself. I've been thinking about everything that I've heard over and over again, and one of the things, see, there's just so, there are too many thoughts in my head and too many words. I don't even know how to start. Okay, recently you were going over the lather, rinse, repeat thing again, and it sounds like I just have to do something, anything different.
Well, it seems to me that that's the thing. Stop thinking and just do. Go with that for a while. Just do it, Madeline.
Don't think too much.
Jane doesn't know how to think. She didn't ever even started thinking.
Dad, don't think. Kill it before you start thinking. Madeline, just do things. Say things with your words and do them and don't think about it. Whatever it is, just start with one.
Be like Diva Zappa. Knit, cook, sew, pretend you're related to Frank. You know, all that stuff that Diva does.
Watch the show Power on Stars.
Oh, I watch Power. That's a ridiculous show. I watch it, but it's pretty cliche.
He is Holly, Lucy.
All right, Ion, so are you saying that if I'm going to be pissed off, then I should smoke people?
Yes.
No.
You got one school thought from me, another one from Jermaine, and one from Ion. No wonder you're confused. You got three people consulting you.
I know.
Right now.
I really. Yeah. It doesn't work for me. I don't know.
Then.
Well, nothing has to work.
Okay, Ion, is there something I'm doing that it is not allowing the drops to have their effect on me?
Kanye West, Power.
Do the song Power, Ion? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were talking about the TV show Power. You weren't talking about the TV show.
We were. Now she asked the answer to her question is Kanye West's strong power.
Okay, and what was my question? Because God knows what question he's answering.
You asked why don't the RNA drugs work on you?
I'm living the 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. That's what you have so far.
Can
the system's broken, the school closed, the prison's open, we ain't got nothing to lose. Motherfucker, we're rolling. Motherfucker, we're rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rowlands. In the white man's world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cruel world, I'll see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This was way too much. I need a moment. And they go, and they go, and they go, and they go. 21st century schizoid man.
Oh, he's quoting Soft Machine. What do you think of that, Michelle? That's pretty obscure. That's pretty fucking pretty weird.
Fuck SNL and the whole cast. Tell him you.
Now, Steve might like that part of the show. Steve might like that
more
song.
More specifically. We'll call him up. Maybe get him to participate. More specifically, they can kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole. You niggas got jokes. You short-minded niggas. So you know it's Napoleon. And now I embody every characteristic of egotistics. He know he's so fucking gifted. I just need time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind, but couldn't open up my own vault. My childlike creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly like being prodded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting it for custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me as I look down at my diamond-encrusted teeth. Digger, no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just count the hours. Stop tripping. I'm tripping off the power. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. And they go, and they go, and they go, and they go, schizoid man. You got the power to let power go.
Isn't that breathing? What do you think of that breathing, Madeline? Isn't that pretty auspicious? Is that someone down in the hole?
Ion, if, one directs the angels in anger, you said that that affects the soul. Hmm.
Well, he actually said don't do it. And then now we say, go ahead, you'll see.
I'm just interested in the way that the soul is impacted by directing the angels in anger.
Okay, congratulations. If we embrace that any further, then you're going to want to see. And when you want to see, then you're going to get sideways. And then you're going to get sideways. And it's going to drag you up. And you're going to drag you up. And you're going to fall into a roadside ditch. And you're going to end up wake up in a roadside ditch. And then you're going to wonder what happened. And then you get in a squall. And the squall is going to come. It's going to rip you asunder from the very molecular fabric that is your being. And then they're going to giggle. They're going to slang your guts in the roadside ditch. And you're going to be back in the roadside ditch. And
who's they that's going to...
Ion, all this stuff you're saying right now, was that similar to what happened when the car nearly hit me in the intersection because I was curious?
Yes, of course.
So that kind of scenario
you're
is what
welcome.
We're talking about right now.
You're welcome.
Was that
no,
recent,
No, that was way back. No, that was in the beginning. Because Ion talks about, you know, say someone's pointing a gun at you and you stand there and say, witness the ever-loving power of an ever-loving God or whatever, all that.
Yeah,
that'd be great when you say it.
That's right. They probably blow your brains out. This one was sick. Now, because of Bob's new single, because of Yo Gotti and Bob's new single, now when they put a gun in your head and they say, what should we say? We could say, what's up, my nigga? That's all you got to say.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, but so the point of it is that I was curious, what would I do if I were confronted in a really violent situation?
I mean, it's not violent. See, that's the point. There is not a violent situation. You can control it. You'd walk in.
Potentially.
Well, it's not potential. Potential is a whole other conversation. You don't even know what the word means, and you're quoting potential to us. That's like Bill and his damn probability. What are the probability of you having potential? Potential is an effort of energy that can't quite be achieved or conceived. So it is. So it is. All we're saying is you've got to come to a place where you drive. That's all.
Yeah.
And all this other crap goes away.
This conversation is a demonstration of how I drive.
We don't mind it. It's funny, Madeline, as you do.
Hey, Madeline, when Ion makes that statement, do you know what he means by drive?
No, because if I fucking did, I'd be doing it, and I'm not, obviously.
Madeline, there's a question. You think your mind has to state what the body's doing. It doesn't have to state accurately what the body's doing.
You don't need to know what
you're doing.
Can Ion remind me of a time so I
You were 13 years old, that birthday party. You were driving then.
He might be right. I'm sure you didn't have a bike in 13. We know that. Ion's bullshitting, right?
Ion thought I had a car, too, and some other things.
13th birthday party. You had a 13th birthday party. You were driving in power then.
It's so foreign to me, I don't even remember having a 13th birthday party.
You're having trouble issues with power. Imagine that.
Yeah. So
you separated yourself from it. And of course, if you remember where you separated yourself, if you remember where you left your umbrella, you wouldn't be complaining about being in the rain. If you remembered where you left your umbrella, you wouldn't be complaining that you're in the rain. So it's no surprise that you would not recall when you were in your power, because if you were in your power, as you just told Brian, you'd be in your fucking power. You'd be in your power fucking, but you're not, because you can't remember where you left your power. 13th birthday party.
Okay,
you were
so
in
do
your
I
power
go
through
the hypnosis? So do I go get regressed to my 13th birthday so that I can know?
Well, yeah, we agree with that.
Yeah, me too. So what other suggestions have you got?
Yeah, they didn't work on that. They were lousy suggestions. You got any others?
the no. Well, that's just ass ram. But then get the ashram to do some ramming going on here. Get a little ashram going on. Okay, then find a way. Do you have food?
Yes.
Do you like food?
Yes, I do.
Is there one food you like more than another food, more consistently than others?
I like different things at different times.
There's your trouble. There should be a favorite thing, a thing you prefer over all other things. Now, not every single time without fail or exception for the rest of your days, because then you'd only eat that, and then it wouldn't be special. It's kind of like everybody's running around trying to nut, and if everybody nutted all the time, you'd be so bored with it, it wouldn't be.
Well, Ion, I was going to say probably my favorite food is chocolate, but I eat chocolate every single day, and it's not
there's your problem. There's your problem.
But that's the point.
There it is. There, we've hit it.
That's not a problem. Don't let him fucking fuck you up, Madeline. That's not a problem.
Right, the third stream of school thought.
So, and he was pulling thread. You like chocolate. That's great.
Don't let him get away with that, Madeline. It's not.
Stop it.
Not a needle pulling thread.
You've been fired, Brian. You've been fired.
Listen,
shut up. I'll mute you.
Y'all got to get this straight. It is so shall I read.
Hey, Brian, we'll just mute Brian. Watch this. Brian's never been muted. He just got muted. Look at him. See, how's it? Let's check in. See how's it feel, Brian? How's it feel to be muted? Okay. Say a word or two. We'll mute you again. Okay.
Bring him back.
He's muted.
The world of Jerry Bialko.
Ion, carry on, please.
Carry on, and yeah, you don't have to do nothing, Madeline. Just let Ion babble away. Then
Ion
you claim
was
you
trying
get
to
it.
Talk about chocolate.
Is there a type of chocolate that you prefer over another?
Yes.
Hey, Ion.
Uh-oh, here comes Dr. Dean.
Hey, you know that when people crave and love and are addicted to chocolate, it means they're magnesium deficient.
Good.
Yeah, and I didn't get eye on whether I should double my REMAG or what, because I already...
Tablespoon BID. Tablespoon BID.
Woo, okay.
Ball it. Don't mix it in shit. Don't do ball it. Straight out. Take it like a man. Take it like a man.
Okay.
Empty your bladder and pound a tablespoon BID.
BID means probably twice a day, right?
Okay, that sounds like about what I'm doing anyway. I just do it all day.
But don't do it before you pee. You're pissing it away. You're taking your ascension and pissing it away.
Paige says, Madeline needs someone, even if it is herself, to make the little man in the boat vomit. Wait, is that old hat?
Uh-huh.
You already tried that, Madeline? It didn't work?
Masturbation.
Of course I've... Yes, of course.
Of course you tried that.
But tell us exactly how you're doing it. We'll see if we have any pointers.
That's a new level. Come on, Madeline. Take us to the new level. Describe your technique. Let's see what you're missing out on.
You don't have to answer that, Madeline.
No, don't listen to Dr. Dean. That's the caution. The school of caution. School of prudence.
My technique is working for me, and that's what matters.
Okay, so that's not the issue. So it is magnesium. It is magnesium. Paige, you're wrong.
But now, the bigger issue past that, that's just in the carnal. You're still dealing with power issues. Your power plant is missing. So you must be having a problem with your switch gear. And when you're having a problem with your switch gear, that always comes back to the bus tie. Your bus tie was waspishly flipping to and fro. You're hot, you're cold, you're up, you're down, you're over, you're under. You don't know what you want, you don't know what you don't want, you don't know what you got, you don't know what you get. They cut me off.
Yes.
They sank my battleship. Wah.
Yes.
You know, Carolyn, this shows you that the Armageddon is a personal metaphor, too. The machines are personal metaphors.
That's the android meme.
Symbolism rampant.
And see, we would embrace a mechanical bride if she would fuck.
Bob.
What?
The thing that happened that got me all early the last few months is that when I was more new at this, it was one thing, but then I'm like, when's this going to fucking work for me?
Yeah,
and that's what...
No, everybody gets there. Everybody gets frustrated with Ion. That's true.
Until they don't.
Oh,
then all of a sudden it clicks and it starts working, and when it does, then it does.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, my God, how easy is that?
Yeah, I really look forward to having that experience.
So the 7th hour, 11 minutes in, 36 seconds. There you go.
Well, Madeline, everybody goes through that, never gets out of it. You just learn to live with it. Learn to forget about it. You put up with Ion's childishness, you know.
No, okay, you didn't get what I was saying. And I didn't really say
it. Well, straighten him out.
Well, straighten
him
out. Straighten him out.
No, it's what Ion said. I felt like, you know, I gave the drops and everything and all the learning 2 years to work, and I should fucking be in my power now is my feeling. God damn it.
But look how masterfully you are. You have come so far. It's amazing. You're no longer this ridiculous little wimpy cat or milk toast, nothing good for nothing bitch. Now you're actually living.
I am a bitch.
But now you're living. It's you're doing great. Just ease up. You'll be all right. Take the heat off the fire.
Hey, Madeline, isn't it part of your expectations? You're comparing yourself to others too much, I think.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's also comparing myself to how I would like to flow.
No. You don't see that. You see the one that cuts you off, the one that's in the space you want to be. You see where they are that you want to be. That's comparing yourself too much. That's what she's saying. Correctly so. You can see paradise through the dashboard light.
Can you show me an example of living more now than I was?
Meatball. Dashboard light. Paradise. Yes.
Is the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge sound?
No.
There was a big, few kerfuffles about when that was being built. They had to replace some rivets or bolts or whatever. They had
the vibration. There's a converging rift there, and the harmonics of it were not sound. It will fall.
Will it take an earthquake or something to make it fall?
Who's going to be?
The vibrational frequency will make it fall.
The vibrational frequency of cars driving on it?
The bridge.
Is that going to happen during Obama's presidency?
Is Obama president?
Is that going to happen during Hillary's presidency?
Or no, Jason Carter's presidency.
See, I want to ask when is that going to happen, but we can't say when.
Yeah, there ain't no when. It happened. It already happened. It's not going to happen now that Ion mentioned it.
Is that accurate, Ion?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Barbara drives over that bridge every other day. She's got to know.
Jim does. He does every day.
Gonna fall down. Go boom.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to move, Barbara.
Where should we move?
All right, Ion. How many moons until does it have to last? Will it last?
Well, see, the thing about frequency and vibration is it's a waspish thing. It holds until it breaks. In triangulation, it's a very simple process for figuring or calculating the epicenter of saying when an earthquake occurs. It's a frequency. And when those align, those frequencies won't hold. So it's up to a lot of things, drivers, Queen Victoria, you, and all that comes into play. But what we're saying about the whole area, geographic area, the geography, just like in Fringe, remember when the bridges kept falling apart and they would slip and they would, how they were going from world to world was from the bridges? There's a bit of a problem there. And since you had a slip in the switch gear and the bus tie is no longer holding, that's one of those rifts that'll fall. So soon and very soon.
A slip in the switch gear of the bridge?
The hole.
The hole in what?
The wall.
So it connects to another world?
Okay, so this has nothing to do, Ion, with the components that it was built out of?
No, it's none of that. The frequency of the rift has gotten more agitated. It's like honeybees. They follow frequency, and when you stir them up, then they'll sting. But you can live in bees all the time, and they don't sting. They don't eat you. But when you change the vibrational frequency, then they respond. So will that bridge. They're washfish, and they will bite you.
Hey, Uncle Bob. Hey, Anna. How you guys doing? It's Jack and Jermaine.
Hi.
Hey, I saw your video. I saw your big TMZ thing the other night. Everybody should look at it. I got to post.
Hold on. I got a mouthful of cereal.
Well, who are you? We're talking to Jack, for fuck's sake. What are you, a fucking nut? Didn't you notice we're talking to someone else? What's your ears?
That's
I've been wanting to say that all night. So thanks for providing the opportunity. So, Jack, is it possible to post that video of you and Jermaine with the cameras on dupes?
Yeah, that's cool.
What'd you say to the guy? You walk up to him like you're going to punch him out, and then you say, oh, short pants are in.
I just had to go to the camera and explain it to him so you understood it.
What do you say? It's a bit blurred.
I said, nobody's wearing long shorts anymore. You know, the short shorts are in. I'm kind of ahead. I mean, if you think back in like the 60s and 70s, like everybody's shorts were short. I don't know what happened in time where everybody thought long was in. So that's why I like that.
Orson Welles caused that.
The other thing is that, Jack, while you're doing this, it's the amazing expression on Jermaine's face. She's looking down like she's the obedient something, and she's just looking away and sort of saying, what a bunch of scum these guys are. And she doesn't even want to show her disgust to them, so she politely looks down at the cement. Right, Jermaine?
Yeah, she's looking at her shoes. She was looking at her shoes.
That's right. Always on the job, checking out designs. New ideas flooding in.
These are shoes on her own feet.
She defended me also, though. She had my back.
That's why she was looking down. She says, I got your ankle, Jack. I got your ankle. She was looking at her ankle like special ESP. Well, anyways, everybody go look at it. It's pretty interesting how Jermaine deals with her first media spotlight glare. She actually sneers at one point. You got to watch that, Jermaine. You can't make that sneer too obvious if you want to get on Oprah. That street sneer. Jermaine looks rough. They tough.
And you must have okra if you're going to make a jambalaya.
Are the mines still there? There goes that sounding.
Is that a question that we're not allowed to know the answer to, Ion?
We were just enjoying the hum.
Is that Coldplay home?
Is that the Coldplay home?
No, it wasn't. This is from the Android meme.
All right, some caller. Okay, yeah, some caller.
That thing you don't allow, it is.
Is it electricity?
No.
Eliza, we defined electricity, electron ionization of slack. Better definition than the word itself.
In place of power and energy and...
And electricity. Those three words. They should all be replaced with that phrase, four-worded phrase. You know what you ought to say? People are talking about, how do you interest people in RNA drops? Just say, this is the electron ionization of slack.
First of all, you're spending your days trying to convince someone about RNA drops, dude.
We do it because we want to, Ion. We like it. I love talking about drops. Telling people what fools they are, they don't know about it.
Oh, okay. Come on, Jack.
Hey, how you doing, Ion? Pleasure to talk to you, man.
Bubbling over. Hey, we right on. We ready for you, big one. Let's go.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions on the alpha deal?
Okay, try again, Jack.
Try again.
Okay. Is there anything I should take into consideration with the car deals?
Is it your desire?
Yes.
Driven by?
I don't know, Mercedes?
Greed. We have no issue with greed, but you got to know what it is. If there's a master in your house, you must serve it.
You greed your master.
So if it's just a simple implant, that's one thing, isn't it?
Okay.
That's not an okay. That's a question.
Is it an M class?
No. S.
Type of Mercedes Benz.
S.
So you're asking a question about something you don't know what is, that you're desiring to have or do something with that you wouldn't know if you had, if you got it. Interesting that you wouldn't know that we were answering your question.
Hmm.
Okay, we digress. Maybe we should begin again. We're ready for you. We need to get you ready for you. This car business shit, do you desire it?
I don't know. Like, I don't have a car right now, but I feel like I don't need a car right now. But when, like, I'm downtown and we're talking about garments and stuff, but I need to get around to do other things. So I'm thinking, like, what do I need to do with not having to use money to handle that situation?
What does money have to do with a car?
Nothing.
Then you're making a decision about money, or you're making a decision about a car?
That's true.
So if you're in the fashion world and you're making money, then you can make a car. But if you just need someone to drive you around, they have services for that that will do that.
That was just a small detail, but I really wanted to know about the Alba situation. That's my main, like, I really was, I need suggestions or something. Oh, you must have liked it.
Flashman's yeast will help the need.
Can you give me suggestions on what to do with Alba?
Develop it a little bit so we can slay it. Hurry up. We want to try to get you there so we can say, oh, and then you go, oh, and then it becomes obvious like you knew that all the time, but it wouldn't even be a question. Life is a participation sport. Otherwise, like some of you humans, you're going to forfeit it and give it to us. And don't mind, we know what to do with it. So let the minions begin.
I know it's the right way to go. I know it is. I'm just going to pursue it and continue. Like,
no, whoa, Trigger. Did nobody set you off? Easy. We said develop it. Or is this another one of those topics that you don't know what it is and you want to know if you want it or not? So as we should give it to you so you can have it to then decide if it's what you want it or not. Is that the way it goes?
No.
Okay.
It's not. I know I want it.
I want a new Mercedes-Benz, but I don't know what an M-Class is.
I know what the M-Class is. I want an S-Class. I don't want an M-Class.
Describe the S-Class.
Big body. It's the biggest car, the S550. It's the luxury car.
They're a color.
White.
Which white? They're 9 white.
Matte.
That's the diamond point metallic matte.
Yeah, just the regular matte. Well, I'm not sure about the diamond and all that.
Well, I didn't figure it out. Let us know. We'll help you.
All right. Diamond whites.
Diamond white metallic matte. What color floor mats do you prefer?
Beige.
No, camel. Beige shows dirt. You want camel. Dirt.
All right, camel. Okay. Makes
you live in a very weird land. What size wheels?
21-inch.
What tires? Pirelli?
Yes.
225s or 280s?
280s.
That's the low profile.
Oh, yeah, that's what I need. That's what I want. That's what I desire.
What do you think is, Bill? This design those cars or what, Bill? What do you make of this, Bill?
Aluminum. Example, probably. What are the chances are? Aluminum hub spokes. Rim.
Aluminum spokes.
What size engine?
V12.
Multi-port, fuel injection, or cam over?
I didn't get into all that.
We didn't either, so therefore, if you had it, you wouldn't know if you had it. Define your desire, or it will drive you.
I get it. That's good. I like that. Define desire, it will drive you.
There is no nuance of fashion. If you don't own it, Amy Wintour probably won't either.
Ion, I'll ask you one question.
We'll answer it, too.
Any suggestions on my mentor?
There are two suggestions.
Okay. Can you say them?
Do you desire one?
Okay, let's do one.
No, do you desire a mentor?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, I have one.
Describe the one you have.
The one that you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're making sure. You're on the edge, so just so you know. That's okay.
Okay,
so that's why we said we're going to answer two. You only had one question. We're going to answer two. there's nothing wrong with the one you have, but if that's not fast enough, why can't you have a blended Hendiacol experience in a XAD that would open a new paradigm? You're looking for a new paradigm, and it's available. Tom Ford isn't the only one that knows how to make button-up flies.
And then the relationship with the Roth kids and I.
Yes.
Anything that you can say about that?
Be more direct with it. You're too coy. You're clever, but not enough. It's like, I do know more than you. I am more important than you. I'm more superior than you, but I'll be easy, coyly in the corner looking back. I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were as cute as you could be if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you could look back at me.
So my question is about when you talk about us coming into our place of power, and you talk about us being God, and I've been reflecting on this since I first heard you say that, and my question to you is, I feel that I'm a co-creator and a marvelous human creator, but I don't feel like I'm God because I know that I didn't create the whole universe.
Yes, you did. The world that you did, that's exactly the point. There's no CoQ10 that will help you, darling. It won't work. You can't be a co-creator, because if you're a co-creator, that means you're not the creator. You're the co-pilot, that means you're not the pilot. And everything in your universe you created, because there are things that are absent from your universe that other people have. You understand that? The world as you know it, there are things that are not in your world. But that doesn't mean that Porsche 911s aren't in the world. Just because they don't make Maybachs anymore doesn't mean that there aren't Maybachs Landaulets rolling around the boulevard. And just because there's not one in your garage doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So therefore, it is back to you are the creator of everything in your world, and you can create other things that aren't in anyone else's world but yours. Queen Victoria got quite famous within her realm. Then they asked her a question that she didn't like, and when it was going, her famous statement was, "Not in my world." And then it was not. Then you got your head chopped off if you said it was. You question her, she'd lop your damn head off. We wish the same for you. So now, in the position that you adapt, you're doing now, you're adapting the quantitative easing, as it were, the QEA, the quantitative easing of ascension. Bob, as you knew, in the QEA, we started a new program of the quantitative easing of ascension. You've got yourself all bristled up these days with offending. It's the easiest thing in the world. You fell from your place of power. Coming back to it's easy. It's like riding a bike. You never forget how to be God. You just keep pushing it away in this little place. It's a beautiful, wonderful condition because now you're back to God, coming back to your place of God. Now, that's whether you know it or not, like it or not, or want it or not. You're on your way. But now you're starting to toy with it a little bit. And we like that very much because the co-creator means that you're part creator. If you're part creator, you're part man. If you're part man, you're less than. If you're less than, you're God created you. If God created you, you're in his image. Well, if you're created in the image of God, then you are God.
But
if you are created in the image of a pine cone, you are a pine cone. So now, we've established the bloodline. We got to get you married now, darling. That's all we got left. We got to get you married off. We have to get you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We have to get the Lamb's blood in you. Then you're back full circle. Then everything's hitting on all points. And then we won't have to convince you to the evil, sliding, murky, dank abyss that you are indeed fully God in this world. And there's nothing in this world that you didn't create. You know what you can say then? That you've been a man that rode the mule around the world. And there's nothing in this world you do not know. You can tell them that you saw Peter, Paul, and Moses singing Ring Around the Roses. And you can whoop the man that says it isn't so.
You're quoting Elvis. Who's saying that?
It's Kyle.
I muted you, Kyle. We're in the middle of my fucking daughter. My father's daughter getting initiated, and you're not going to fucking interrupt it.
Okay, so now we're coming into power, and we're convincing you that you have this power, number one. See, you're toying with it because you said co-creator. You're tripping into the light. Fantastic. We've got you to the dance floor. We just haven't got you out doing the boogie, oogie, 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 oogie yet. But we'll do the dirty before it's over with, honey. Don't you worry. It's all right. We got this one. But now let's go slow. We get your part that you're acknowledging, and you're perfectly happy where you are, and you're ready for more. Now, we got to get you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We got to get that blood coursing through your veins. Several ways of doing that. Do you have any questions regarding that?
Can I just back up for 1 second?
You may.
I just want to ask you, just for clarification about being God, and you said I created everything in my world, in my universe.
Yes.
But I didn't create myself, did I?
Yes, you did. You most certainly did. Were it not for you, who? Were it not? Well, no. Ooh. No. If it was desire, you had changed you. You look in the mirror every day, seeing what you can pluck, poke, comb, fix, straighten.
Look at the website. You're always creating pictures on the website or the new Shannon.
Over, under, everything else the rabbit can do to us. Tough as desire would do it, honey. You'd have unevolved yourself. You see what you don't want. You don't see what you want. You see what you don't desire. Well, this is the best I can do with the limited resources which I've made available to myself today. Ooh. No, it's not like that at all. So, try again.
Okay. I've created everything in my universe.
Yes, and that's the only universe that is.
Well, okay. Is my universe then interacting with everyone else's universe?
If you do it right, no. If someone has to be on the interstate highway in order for it to work with you, then you're on the wrong path. If they built the interstate highway only for you and you're driving and everyone else is trespassing, that's the one to go with.
I feel a little bit lost on that one, Ion.
It's got to be for you, for your benefit and pleasure. You must be a selfish God.
Yes, okay.
Not only as a God, you must be selfish. You must be selfish because only selfish people have things. You have people that are smaller than you. They ask God for things. You must provide them. You must allow it. Their state of becoming. You have to listen to their inky, nasty, nasty prayers.
Is selfish the same as being self-centered, centered in ourselves?
If you're doing it from a God standpoint, yes. If you're doing it from a man standpoint, no, because it points out that there's things that you don't already have. A little man being selfish is saying, I have other things that I don't have. I notice things that I want that I don't have. That means if I had them, I wouldn't want them. But from a God standpoint, it is self-centered because it's like, this is how wonderful this is to share the benefits of these blessings. You can bless humans rather than having to bless them out.
I'm very interested in this, that of which you're speaking about right now.
Yes.
I'll just reflect on that.
Go to another topic.
All right. I recently, through Bob, saw an article in a newspaper about my family, and I had always suspected that my maternal grandmother...
Oh, wait, is this a Jew shit? Is this all the Jew crap? Okay, let's get this straight now.
There's some confusion about my ancestry, and I was wondering if you could help clear that up, because even in the article, it doesn't clearly, it says Russian, Greek Orthodox, it says Jewish. There's just a lot of confusion, and my own relatives have never given me a straight answer.
Yeah, well, you're Jewish.
All right, that's cool.
Did her aunt cover it up? Wouldn't tell Shannon because she, being a Christian, didn't want to have any Jewishness in her fundamentalist bias?
Well, it doesn't fit. See, the Jews don't want to embrace. They're trying to be this Judeo example of the bastion of a wonderful Christianity, blah, 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 blah. And so that doesn't fit.
How could you be a Jew when you're a top Christian in Toronto?
Yeah, then you can sing the little song. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as you got my plastic Jesus on the dashboard of my car. That'd be great fun. You can go with that. Then you have a Grady Nut action going on. But once you get past all those biases, then they go away. And it gets easier. Because see, what Jesus wanted you to do is ascend. That was the point. If you believe in your Christianity said that Jesus is coming back for a bride, you would be the bride. Is Jesus a pedophile? We don't think so. Is Jesus coming for his church to be heirs and joint heirs with Christ? Yes. Okay. So you must mature. You must become the bride in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yay, we agree. How wonderful.
Did Shannon have any relatives who died in the Jewish Holocaust?
None of her relatives are dead.
So none of them died in there, in the camps?
None of them are dead.
They're still alive. They are Eternals or vampire immortals?
Watchers.
Is Shannon a watcher?
No.
If it's in your blood, it doesn't mean that you're a watcher.
Right, remember? That's Ginny Bell stuff, remember?
And they're watching, and some of them are like 500 years old?
We don't do time.
Oh, they're older than Carolyn?
She's 12, so yeah.
That's a trick question. So are they older than 5 million moons? Full moons? They've been around that long?
Those are just cycles. The moon is full somewhere every day, Bob.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Right. That was a bad metaphor. Okay.
Day, so.
We got Bert here. Bert, does her relatives got eight sons? Did they live through eight sons?
Yes.
Four. Hey, Bert.
I'll try one more way. Were they around during Mary Queen of Scots' reign?
She didn't reign, but yes.
What do you think of that, Shannon? If you ever met them, you can ask them about a lot of stuff that happened in the last 500 years.
Oh, it's great, because then you get Leopold, your real relative.
She related to Leopold and Marie Antoinette? What, or Marie Henrietta?
Not Marie Antoinette, but Leopold, yeah.
Not Marie Henrietta, his wife. She
right.
Married, she related to him? Her?
Him.
Leopold II, look at my worst king that ever lived.
He's our bud.
But his wife created the 20th century. She invented Tesla and radio and everything. Marie Henrietta, very important person for technology.
It's proved. It's in the archives there in the 10th hour, 9 minutes,